Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 18th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I have started to talk in some detail spread out over various shows about the unravelling of the debt situation. Most of us by now know how the debt was created. I think it's more important to, at this point, to examine how that debt will unravel. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that to start the show. Then I'm going to talk about how Sweden, in its keenness on new technology, has become very active in microchipping, something which we're not really familiar with elsewhere, but having lived in Sweden, I can tell you that Sweden is at least 5 years ahead of the rest of the world, and that includes the rest of the first world. So it pays to pay attention to what they are doing over there in terms of microchips and the potential. Then I will be talking about the Chinese smartphone company ZTE, or ZTE, which has just shut down its operations because the United States has banned American companies from exporting technology to it. So that's something of a scandal that I would like to examine. Then I'm going to talk very briefly, no details and lengthy explanations here, very briefly about the horror behind the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. Well, we had the unemployment figures come out a few days ago again, and there's an awful lot of nonsense in there. And according to the way that the Bureau of Labor Statistics sees things, we now have more than full employment. So the whole thing is just nonsense, which I will attempt to make plain to you. I find I need to talk about Julian Assange. He is in immense danger right now, and it is even possible that by the time you get to hear this, ladies and gentlemen, Assange will have been thrown to the wolves. But anyway, if that is not the case, I have some interesting commentary for you on that. And finally, we will talk about a little more about happiness, about the danger of confusing pleasure and happiness. So another of my paltry contributions to the polemic about happiness. That will take care of our show for today. And because it is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, it is most appropriate that I should wish you a very happy and rewarding weekend. This is Richard Martin saying, be back with you on Monday. Until then, bye-bye.